This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've heard Todd McShay, and we just had Tony Pauline, who's one of these. Look, Tony doesn't work for ESPN or Fox. I've known Tony for 20 years. He's been as dialed into the draft. It's what he does. A lot of these, well, I guess not Kuiper and McShay, that's like all they do. But some of these guys, like Daniel Jeremiah, covers the NFL and does Chargers games during the season. All Pauline does is watch tape year-round on the NFL and talk to people about the draft. It's his life's work. So I've always trusted him. He's always given us great stuff. He thinks that the Steelers are not putting up a smokescreen, that they are a Shedeur Sanders possibility, and he actually thinks it'll be the pick. The scary thing is, I had a conversation today with someone who bets the NFL draft and makes thousands of dollars betting it. This is a place to make money for this person, professionally betting, a professional bettor who makes a lot of money betting the NFL draft, right? Guy actually got mad at me last year because I had Brian Baldinger on my First in Pod podcast, and I bleep you not, Baldy was talking about Pinnix to the Falcons and was the only guy doing it, and he was mad that I didn't give him that nugget because he could have gotten even more rich off of it. But anyways, talking to this person today about the draft, he's convinced Sanders is not going to the Saints at 9. So he thinks that the Browns will obviously take Travis Hunter. The Giants will pass on Sanders and take Abdul Carter from Penn State, which is the right move. Tremendous player. I love Abdul Carter. I think in 2 years, Abdul Carter will be better than TJ Watt. I think he's going to be that type of player. And thinks that the Saints, everyone's talking about them at 9 to go with Sanders, but all of the people in New Orleans, like the Ed Bouchettes and Jerry Dulac and Mark Cabales down there, think it's not happening. Like, they've done nothing in their draft prep that makes the people who are around the team think they're going to take Sanders. It's like the outside world is wishing that on them. So they don't. He doesn't think that's going to happen, this professional bettor I was talking to. So he thinks he'll slide past 9. Other interesting thing on the quarterbacks is Jackson Dart is now not going to the draft. How about that, Donnie? He took back, he reneged on it. He told them, thanks, but no thanks. We know how hyper-vigilant his agent is. I think he's getting feedback, or he's getting a sense right now that he's not going to go in the first round. He doesn't want to sit around. I think that's actually a pretty big deal, that story. I think that's kind of among things that were on my docket to talk about today. I think that's actually kind of a big one. That here's someone that's on the Steelers' radar, but also has been talked about as a first-round pick, and he pulls out of going to the draft. What would make a guy do that? I mean, if there's a family situation or something, then without letting the details out, that might get reported. Why did someone bring a friggin'... I hate these. Look at this thing. A peep. You ever have one of these? They're effing disgusting.
Why is there one just sitting on
the open?
I don't
know. Who just brought... I'm throwing it in the garbage right now. Oh, I hate those. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Like,
at all.
Oh, God. Cadbury eggs and Peeps. Put them in.
Now, I like myself a Cadbury egg, but no Peeps.
What is the inside of a Cadbury egg? What are they going for?
Isn't it just like cream?
Cream. That's a disgusting thought. Just, what is in there? Just a bunch of cream. Just some sugar and heavy cream, and they mix it up. Yeah, no thank you. So Dart's not going to the draft. The same professional bettor told me he thinks Derek Harmon is going to be gone by the time the Steelers pick at 21. The team like the Bengals. Remember when the Steelers wanted William Jackson in the draft? And the Bengals scooped him up, and the Steelers had to draft Artie Burns instead. That the same thing could happen with Harmon, that the Bengals are very much a Derek Harmon team. If Harmon goes and is gone, and those defensive linemen go to teams like Cincinnati, Arizona, Miami, San Francisco, I mean, what if Harmon, Grant, and Nolan are all gone? That would increase the chances even more of Sanders being the pick. The Steelers got to turn around their draft. They're drafting in the first round. You want to know why we're in this endless run of mediocrity? I'll spell it out for you right now. 2015, Bud Dupree. 2016, Artie Burns. 2017, TJ Watt. All-time great pick. 2018, Terrell Edmonds. 2019, Devin Bush. 2020, no first round pick. Najee Harris, 2021. 2022, Kenny Pickett. 2023, Broderick Jones. 2024, Troy Fautanu. That's 10 years of drafts. And one good pick. That's shooting 1 for 10. We had somebody call up in the 2 o'clock hour and say, the Steelers are turning into the Browns, which obviously I want to like revile at and flip out on because, you know, the Browns are a 3 or 4 win outfit perpetually and the Steelers have a winning record every year. But this is very Browns-like. This is what gets the Browns in the predicament they're in. When you draft like ass, 10 years of picks, one good one? Who wants to call in and fight me on that? Anybody? Put your boxing gloves on. I don't give a bleep. I'll spar. Name me another good pick in there. The jury's out on Fautanu, but he missed an entire year. Broderick Jones, I think, is 0 for 2. Pickett's in Cleveland. Najee's already gone. 2020, no, you know, you can't argue 2020. They didn't pick anybody. Devin Bush, you traded up into the top 10, one of the all-time busts. Terrell Edmonds was a third-round pick masquerading around as a first-rounder. TJ Watt's a Hall of Famer. Artie Burns is somehow still in the NFL, and Bud Dupree had 2 good years in 6 here. This is like the 80s all over again. That's how you cease to be a contender. That's why Mike Tomlin's assertion that Aaron Rodgers is going to turn things around. No, he's not. Because the rest of the team isn't good enough because of stuff like this. You know, I got this sheet of paper. Somebody just walked up to me in the hallway, said, get a load of this. This is what you should be talking about. That person was right. 10 years and one good pick. I mean, you, Donnie, you love the draft as much as anybody and love talking about it. You want to make an argument for any of the guys in there besides Watt being a good pick?
No.
Take a stab at any of them.
No. And a few days ago, we talked about how good they were at drafting in the 2000s and what helped build the championship teams that they had in 2005 and 2008. Because even if they didn't have a true hit, they didn't really have a miss. They didn't draft any truly bad, bad players from 2000 until 2009. And then, yeah, they hit on their first few in the 2010s for sure. They had guys like Hayward, Pouncey, DeCastro in that group. Shazier, I still say he was a good pick. He just had a career-ending injury. But it's been brutal for the last decade.
This is like the last 11 years. So I went the last 10 years, or this a printout did, going from Bud Dupree to Troy Fautanu. This is why the Steelers were not a Super Bowl contender in the 80s. Listen to their draft picks under Chuck Knoll in the decade of the 80s, from 1980 to 1989. There's 11 picks in here because they had two first-round picks in 1989. Interesting fact, that's the last time the Steelers had two first-round picks in a draft. 1980, first-round pick Mark Malone. 1981, first-round pick Keith Gary from Oklahoma. 1982, first-round pick Walter Abercrombie and Fitch from Baylor, a running back. 1983, Senor Sack, Gabe Rivera. 1984, first-round pick. This was a decent pick, a good pick, actually, in my opinion. Lewis Lips, very good pick, actually. Don't want to sell Lewis short. 1985, 20th pick overall, Daryl Sims, Wisconsin, defensive end. 1986, this is a guy who was an all-time Steelers bust. We don't talk about him enough because it happened 40 years ago. John Reinstra, guard, Temple. 1987, just like the T.J. Watt rose among thorns, Rod Woodson was the 10th pick from Purdue, Hall of Famer. 1988, 18th pick, Aaron Jones, defensive end, Eastern Kentucky. Donnie, you've followed the Steelers your entire life. Have you ever heard of Aaron Jones?
I know running back Aaron Jones.
Me too, from the Packers and Vikings. And then in 89, two busts. Tim Worley, running back Georgia with the 7th pick. 24th pick, they took Tom Ricketts from Pitt, an offensive lineman. So that's 11 picks in a 10-year span. They had two hits, Lewis Lips and Rod Woodson. And that's why people say the dark days of the 80s, the dark ages of the 80s, it's the same thing now. One out of your last 10 have hit.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.